From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The King of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, apologizes to Indonesia. Indonesia and the Netherlands agreed to extend cooperation on flood control. Now the news in detail. The long history of bilateral relations between Indonesia and the Netherlands will always be remembered by the people of the two countries. It also certainly applies to King of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, and Indonesian President Joko Widodo. In his courtesy call to Indonesia, King Willem expressed his apology for the violence committed by the Dutch people against Indonesia. King Willem, in a joint press conference at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday, March 10, said, "Years after the proclamation of the Indonesian nation was announced, a terrible event occurred and resulted in many casualties. In fact, the king affirmed that his country recognizes Indonesia's position as a politically and morally independent country." Responding to the king's statement, President Joko Widodo pointed out that the two countries could not erase past history, but they can take it as a lesson in a bid to build equal relationship, mutual respect, and mutual benefit. I would like to say that we certainly cannot erase history, but we can learn from the past. We can take the experience as a lesson to strengthen our commitment to building equal relationship, mutual respect, and mutual benefit. King Willem and Queen Maxima visited Indonesia with hundreds of businessmen and important ministers to discuss cooperation between the two countries. Both delegations agreed to boost economic cooperation and human resource development. The governments of Indonesia and the Netherlands have agreed to extend infrastructure cooperation in the field of water resources, including flood control management, in a bid to improve water quality in several regions across Indonesia. The agreement was marked by the signing of a letter of intent between the Dutch Minister of Infrastructure and Water Resources, Cora van Nieuwenhuizen, and Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadimulyono, at the Public Works and Public Housing Ministry Office in Jakarta on Tuesday, March 10. Minister Basuki Hadimulyono elaborated that the two countries have carried out cooperation in the field of water resource management, including the National Capital Integrated Coastal Development Project. The project aims not only to overcome floods, but also to tackle climate change issues due to the rise of sea level. The project, which involves three countries, namely the Netherlands, South Korea, and Indonesia, will adopt similar concepts like the one implemented in Jakarta, the aim of which is not only to manage flooding, but also to preserve the environment. The Indonesian government, through spokesperson for the management of the coronavirus or COVID-19, Ahmad Yuryanto, on Tuesday evening, March 10, announced the addition of coronavirus patients in Indonesia from 19 to 27 people. Ahmad Yuryanto announced that the information at the presidential office in Jakarta also on Tuesday. Patient with a code of 20 is a woman aged 70 years. Previously, she was in contact with the patients of case 1 and case 20. The patient with a code of 21 is a woman aged 47 years, and she is the result of tracing from the Jakarta subcluster. Meanwhile, patient with a code of 22 is an imported case. The patient has experienced COVID-19 since she was abroad, and the patient is currently in Indonesia. Then the patient with a code of 23 with age of 73 years is also an imported case. The patient currently uses a ventilator and she is in stable condition. Ahmad Yuryanto also mentioned patient with code 24 is a man and it is also an imported case. Patient with code 25 is a foreign woman. Patient with code 26 is a 46-year-old of foreign national and he is in stable condition. While patient with code 27 is a male, age 33 years. Ahmad Yuryanto also asserted the importance of wearing masks. Wearing masks is important, especially for those who are suffering from influenza, so that the virus will not contaminate other people. In addition, he also reiterated the importance of implementing healthy lifestyle. Ms. Doris, the first member of parliament to test positive, said she had taken all the advice precautions after finding out and had been self-isolating at home. It comes as a sixth person died from the virus in the United Kingdom, which has a total of 382 cases. The latest person to die was a man in his early 80s who had been underlying health conditions. Meanwhile, NHS England said it has scaling up its capacity for testing people for the infection, with the number of cases set to rise. Confirmation of any positive test results will also be accelerated, with most people getting a result back within 24 hours. Ms. Derry said in a statement that British Public Health had started tracing people she had had contact with, and the department and her parliamentary office were closely following its advice. The Department of Health said she first showed symptoms on Thursday of last week and had been self-isolating since Friday. All health ministers, including Health Secretary Matt Hancock, are to undergo testing for the virus, along with other officials who have come into a contact with Ms. Doris. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Italy has recorded its deadliest day of the coronavirus crisis despite locking down the entire country as New York deployed the National Guard to contain a disease that has shown worldwide panic. The hardest hit country in Europe said its death toll from the COVID-19 virus had risen Tuesday by a third to 631, with the surging epidemic taking its toll on global sporting, cultural, and political events. While authorities in China, where the outbreak began, have declared it basically curbed, cases are multiplying around the world, sparking panic buying in shops and wild swings on financial markets. In an unprecedented move, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has told the 60 million residents of his country they should travel only for the most urgent work or health reasons. Meanwhile, amid criticism of the U.S. authorities' response, New York deployed the National Guard for the first time during the crisis to help contain the spread of the disease from an infection-hit suburb. There have been 173 confirmed cases in New York State, including 108 in Westchester County, home to New Rochelle, where the majority of infections have been detected. Director General of Capture Fisheries at the Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, M. Zulfikar Mohtar, said that Indonesia's geographical location has the potential to boost tuna export to various countries. Zulfikar Mohtar, at a public lecture about advanced and responsible management of tuna at the Hasanuddin University in Makassar on Tuesday, explained that tuna is a special commodity because of its migratory nature. The commodity has great opportunity to bolster tuna export in Indonesia. He believed that Indonesia's export would develop with the support of all stakeholders. However, the commodity has to be developed more optimally. The condition makes Indonesian tuna export commodity still ranks the ninth. The last item, the Indonesian Consumers Foundation has urged the government to install thermal scanners of all departure terminals for both domestic and international flights at all airports across the country to prevent the spread of novel coronavirus disease. The foundation chairman, Tulus Abadi, said in a press statement that the presence of those thermal scanners would create a sense of security and comfort for passengers, cabin crew, and other people at the airports so that their mobility would not be disrupted by the threats of COVID-19. Since the early stages of COVID-19 outbreak, the airport authorities in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Chinese cities have installed thermal scanners, he added. The Indonesian government has put in place precautionary measures since the early stage of the coronavirus outbreak that first struck the Chinese city of Wuhan at the end of December 2019. In addition to installing thermal scanners at the country's airport and seaport, as well as making preparations at hospitals across the archipelago, the Indonesian government repatriated several hundred citizens. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today's commentary is on Italy implements lockdown to overcome corona. Coronavirus has shaken various parts of the world, not only causes death, but also has an economic impact. Italy is one of the European countries affected by the deadly plague. The country with the seventh largest economic powers in the world was affected by corona. Italy is now declared closed because the government has implemented a lockdown policy. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte on Tuesday signed a decision to regulate the cessation and postponement of activities in the public sphere. Through this decision, the Italian government also stopped all sports competition activities, including football, which was very popular, and closing down library, museums, and other attractions. Before the lockdown was imposed throughout the country, the lockdown were only imposed in part of Italy, namely in the north, including in the fashion city of Milan, which is one of the objects of world tourist attraction. The Italian government strictly restricts the movement of all citizens only for work and other urgent needs, such as shopping. Schools and colleges are also closed until April the 3rd. Nevertheless, the Italian government still opens public transportation on condition that the distance between the closest passengers is 1 meter. The decision of the Italian government was taken in connection with the increasing positive cases of corona, reaching nearly 8,000 and caused more than 460 people died. The Italian government's step is an emergency measure to address the further spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus and reduce mortality and reduce the number of infected people. This is the same as what the Chinese government did, which implemented lockdown for Wuhan province where the corona outbreak originated. The lockdown policy that was first put in place in Wuhan showed positive results. A joint report by the Chinese government and the World Health Organization, WHO, noted the success of the Beijing government in reducing and containing the corona outbreak. After China, Singapore also imposed lockdown, followed by Italy. For developed economies with income from tourism and trade such as Italy, lockdown does threaten economic growth, but the decision must be taken to avoid a wider impact both psychologically and economically. Well, that was commentary today on Italy implements lockdown to overcome corona. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Today in history, I'll begin with March the 11th, 1955, Sir Alexander Fleming dies. Sir Alexander Fleming is a Scottish scientist who discovered penicillin, which is a type of antibiotic produced by the fungus Penicillium notatum. This discovery substance can be used to kill many types of bacteria that are harmful to the human body. Together with Ernst Chain and Howard Florey, he received the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine in 1945. He died in London, England on March the 11th, 1955 at the age of 73. Turning to March 11, 1966, Super Semar Warrant is signed. The March 11th Warrant, popularly known as Super Semar, is a warrant signed by the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, on March 11, 1966. This letter contained instructions to Soeharto as Commander-in-Chief of the Security and Order Operation Command to take all action deemed necessary to overcome the bad security situation at that time. This March 11th Warrant is a version issued from Army headquarters, which is also recorded in history books. Some Indonesian historians, however, say that there are various versions of the Super Semar, so that the real manuscript signed by President Sukarno at the Bogor Palace is still being searched. I'll end with March 11, 1990, Lithuanian independence. The Republic of Lithuania is a country in northeastern Europe. Lithuania is one of three Baltic states close to the Baltic Sea. The Lithuanian State Recovery Act, or the March 11 Law, is a declaration of independence from the Soviet Socialist Republic adopted on March 11, 1990, signed by all members of the Supreme Council of the Republic of Lithuania led by Sajudis. This is the first time a republican state has declared independence after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Well, that was the end of Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Yes. sempat percaya. Kamu sempat buatku berpikir semua yang kita punya nyata. Dan semua kata-katamu semua palsu. Kau pernah bilang aku istimewa di hidupmu. Takkan ada yang mampu gantikan cintaku padamu. Hatimu untukku, kau berjanji padaku takkan pernah pergi dariku. Semua hanya rangkaian kata yang kau sebar ke semua.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled 3.6 million traditional shops need empowerment. Currently, there are 3.6 million traditional shops in Indonesia need to be empowered because they are families' economic backbone amidst pressure from retailers. That was stated by Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, after the launching of Bukalapak Partners' latest virtual program in Bandung, West Java on Sunday. Teten Mas Duki appreciated the effort by e-commerce startups, which had empowered small-medium enterprises or traditional shops in Indonesia. Teten also said, with support from digital platform, traditional shop owners had increased number and types of products they sell. Besides that, the market reach can also be wider with competitive price, not only selling daily needs, they can also be agent for electricity bill payment, money transfer, and many other. About coronavirus outbreak, Tetan Mastuki believed that the affected sectors are industry which import raw material. The impact was even felt internationally. However, the corona outbreak became opportunity for small medium enterprises SME because many products with imported materials, including consumption, can be replaced by SME's products. According to Euromonitor International in 2018, most people in Indonesia, India, and Philippines shop in traditional grocery stores. From the total retail market value around 7.5 million trillion rupiah, 6.85 million trillion rupiah, or 92% of them were transactions at traditional stores. Tetan Mastuki explained capital facility for SMEs is needed in this chance by allocating funds from banks so that SMEs can increase production capacity. This year, budget allocated for SMEs funding is more than 220 trillion rupiah. Therefore, Tetan Mastuki asks SME players not to worry. COVID-19 outbreak must be a moment to get better condition. Even if economic slowdown happened, SMEs must be able to take over. He added, there must be support from regional and central government as well as massive funding. Therefore, 18 ministries that handle SME have to hold consolidation. Cooperatives and SME ministry will make acceleration so that SMEs can be the mainstay and savior during crisis, just like in 1998 economic crisis. At that time, small and medium enterprises saved Indonesia, with export value increased for 350%. That was my Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat, kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu. Yeah. Oh. Ku selalu membanggakanmu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu darah abadi. Sama kita duakan segalanya. Merdeka kita, kita merdeka. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lemah, lelah dan tak bersinar. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang,
tinggalkanmu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Banyuwangi. Banyuwangi is one of regions in Indonesia which has a lot of tourism destinations. Sunset can be a choice if you are relaxing at the beach. It is not a must, but Wedi Ireng Beach has white and black sand. At the beach, you can also swim, snorkeling, and take a picture or just take a seat to enjoy sunrise or sunset. Wedi Ireng Beach is located at Pancer Hamlet, Sumber Agung Village, Pesanggaran, Banyuwangi. The beach is about 65 kilometers to the south of Banyuwangi City. After 3 until 4 hours travel from Banyuwangi City, you will arrive at Mustika Beach. Thus, you continue your trip by walking through the hill for 20 minutes to reach Wedi Ireng Beach. If you do not want to pass challenging road to get to the location, you can use sea line, which is certainly easier and faster. You can go to Pancer Hamlet and rent fisherman's boat. You only need to pay 40,000 rupiah to go and return, and around 25,000 rupiah for one trip. By using sea line, it takes only 30 minutes. The location Wedi Ireng Beach is quite remote. Even access to go to this tourism object is quite challenging. But enchantment of the beach will not make you regret to fight to the place. The beauty of the beach is like other beaches. Even the beach has long beach line. It's clear blue sea water combining with white and black sand is as if neatly arranged, a special design of Wedi Ireng Beach. In addition, coarse layers of stone and brown sand and also white sand become the characteristic of these beats. The name of the beat is taken from Javanese language. Wedi means sand, and ireng means black, although all of its sand is not black. So, set your time to take holiday at Wedi Ireng Beach in Banyuwangi, East Java Province. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening.
Tersirat dalam angan tuk tak pernah terjadi pertemuan manis itu.
Kini rasaku pun berucap, jelas aku tak ingin lagi melihatmu. Kini semua terlalu pekat untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah usai. Tak satu tujuan, janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah. Jalanku, ku pun kan terus melaju. Ku lepaskan, tak bertahan, walau lupa tetap nyata.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Memperkenalkan Diri. In English, introduce oneself. Listen to this conversation about memperkenalkan diri, which means introducing oneself. Kevin asked Rama and Eko about their origin. Instead, they also asked about Kevin's origin.
Asal kamu dari mana, Kevin?
Aku dari Australia. Kamu?
Aku dari Palu.
Kalau kamu, Eko?
Aku dari Lombok.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Asal, which means origin. Dari mana, which means from where. Asal kamu dari mana, which means where do you come from. Aku dari Palu, which means I'm from Palu. Aku dari Lombok, which means I'm from Lombok. In the conversation, there is an expression asal kamu dari mana. The expression is usually used to ask about someone's origin. To answer the question, you only need to mention your region of origin. For example, Rama, asal kamu dari mana? Kevin, aku dari Australia. For additional information, to ask about someone's origin, you also can use expressions such as dari mana kamu berasal or dari mana asalmu. In English, where do you come from? To answer the question, you can use the word dari. The expression is dari Australia, or in a complete expression, aku berasal dari Australia. For examples, Rama, dari mana kamu berasal? In English, where do you come from? Kevin, aku berasal dari Australia. In English, I come from Australia. Rama, dari mana asalmu? In English, where do you from? Kevin, dari Australia. In English, I'm from Australia. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Asal kamu dari mana, Kevin?
Aku dari Australia. Kamu?
Aku dari Palu.
Kalau kamu, Eko?
Aku dari Lombok.
Well, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Cinta ialah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengaruh.
ingin bersandar menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Dalam dekapan aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Kapalku telah bersandar. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I present a song from East Java entitled Keraban Sape. The song Keraban Sape was composed by Abdul Jumali. The song narrates a story of cow raising in Madura Island, East Java. The song describes about many people crowded Madura every year to watch the cow race or karapan sapi. Karapan sapi is not only an annual event, but it is also a symbol of prestige for cow's owners who participate in the race. The song Karapan Sape is often sung by various Indonesian choir groups. One of them is a choir group of Sidoarjo High School. They presented the song Karapan Sape at the 5th Singapore International Choral Festival held on July 22, 2018. Well, listener, here is the song Karapan Sape by Iin Hamid. Happy listening.
Rame kalah berdua.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.